When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey guys, welcome to Top 5 Niches of the Week, the original print-on-demand niches show. Today I've got 5 print-on-demand niches for you to target to increase your sales in the near term, so let's get right to it. Let's kick things off with an Amazon merch sales update. So in the last 7 days, I made 310 total sales, 251 in the US market, and about 59 from the international markets, and probably brought in altogether maybe about $1,200 in profit. If you want to follow me on Instagram, linked in the description, I post daily sales updates for motivation. I can also help you get on Amazon merch, by the way. Email me if you are not on Amazon merch yet. Let's look at the top 10. So here are the top 10. I'm going to hide myself really quickly and probably minimize myself a little bit. Here are the top 10 organic bestsellers on Amazon merch after filtering out the protected brands. Now, one thing I wanted to say is that I have been getting feedback from a lot of you guys that have been following my channel because I've been talking about the eclipse for quite a bit. I've been talking about the eclipse since 2023. And a couple of you guys took action. I know a lot of you guys took action, but some of you guys have been just killing it. I got an email today from somebody who's in tier 10 that has made almost 2,000 sales on Amazon merch in the Eclipse niche. I got another email from somebody that made over $1,000 profit. I think it was like 1,300, they said, on Zazzle. And this is, they sent that email about a week ago. So they probably made over $2,000 by now, okay? And that's on the Eclipse niche because they heard me talking about it. I'm not taking credit, by the way, because they did the work. And I'm, hey, that is me clapping it up for you. If you did the work and you're getting paid, you're making me happy here. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm happy for you that you got the money. I didn't get anything other than maybe a click the subscribe button maybe. But either way, I'll take that. All right, niche number one this week. A little bit of a random niche here because we've been looking down the line doing the more kind of predictable calendar niches. I wanted to switch it up a bit today. Niche number one, I don't call this a calendar niche, but my birthday's in April and I always remember my birthday and the Masters. You know, the Masters is a big golf tournament. The Masters, if you upload something like that to Amazon merch or Etsy, you're getting in trouble, okay? I'm not telling you to sell stuff about the Masters, okay? This is like it's like the Super Bowl for golf. What I'm saying though is that golf shirts are going to be in higher demand this time of year. And specifically, you know, in the Masters, when you win, you get a green jacket. So the green t-shirts in the golf niche are going to see especially an uptick in demand. I'm not telling anybody to infringe. Just to be clear, I'm just saying that golf and the color green are synonymous with the Masters. And the Masters is, again, like the Super Bowl. You guys know how big the Super Bowl is. Well, it's the Super Bowl of golf. Okay, so the BSRs on these golf shirts, no surprise, like they're going to start improving. And of course, the top four, by the way, the top four, no coincidence, are green shirts. Now, when you see a shirt that says like green jacket and it's referring to golf around the time of the Masters, guys, I would not sell that. You need to do some due diligence. No one will look out for your account the way you will. So you need to protect your account. Me as a talking head on YouTube, like I'm not going to be able to protect your account. Okay. When people hit the comments and they say, is this niche safe? I also don't answer those questions. I have a YouTube video. I link it in the description called Is This Niche Safe? You should watch that. But also, of course, like in addition to watching that video, just always do due diligence, protect your seller account. The green jacket one is almost assuredly going to get you in trouble. But a shirt like this that says Christmas in April, love that one. You know, golfers get it. People that watch the Masters, they get it. And this one behind me, I'm pretty sure that's like the Augusta, Georgia, like Masters font. You know what I mean? All right, moving on. Niche number two this week. Got that dog in me. Now, that's a funny quote or like a saying that a lot of athletes say. The BSRs here are not like blowing anything away. They're not like screaming off the charts. But I like this as just an example of an evergreen that can sell well year round that also somehow, some way is seeing an uptick in demand related to April and autism. You know, who knew? Like it says, you call it autism. I call it having that dog in me. I don't know if that's like a reference to a meme or, you know, some, I don't know, TikTok or something like that. I'm not on TikTok, but, well, I am on TikTok, but I'm not consuming any TikTok content. I guess that's how I should say it. But you could follow me on TikTok if you want. I do post my videos there. But got that dog in me. Okay, just a popular quote. I actually didn't trademark search it. I imagine it is not protected, but why don't we do it in real time? Got that dog in me. Let's see. What do you guys think? So it is trademarked on 028. It's pending, though. You need to watch out for the registered ones. And the only one that's class 025 that's registered says, God got me. Okay. Actually, none of these even say got that dog in me. So you're good to go. Again, I have that video called Is This Niche Safe? It walks through trademark searches. It walks through other ways to validate, linked in the description. Niche number three. Before we get to niche number three, also linked in the description, my free print on demand mini course to help you get up and running. Check that out. Just need your email address and I'll send you one lesson a day for 20 days. And check out my print on demand Facebook group, another great way to network with print on demand sellers. Niche number three, don't get mad at me because everybody knows about pickleball. It is not, you know, the best kept secret anymore. But look at the growth of interest according to Google Trends for pickleball. All right, my back has been killing me all week because I went and played pickleball with my family last week and took an awkward step. I mean, hey, by the way, I'm not going to mislead you. Being a computer nerd the way that I am, the way that I've been for 20 years straight now, leads to back problems. All right. It just is what it is. I'm sure I'm not the only person that has back problems, but yeah, pickleball ruined my back for a week. I'm about back to normal now. So no more complaining. Pickleball shirts though. All right. And that just kind of coincides with just look behind me, Google Trends. This is free. Google.com/trends. When you see a graph like that, that's up and to the right, take notice because that literally translates into sales, into demand. All right. Pickleball shirts. You've probably heard of it, thought of it and done it. But I'm telling you again, pickleball is still increasing in popularity. Therefore, and we got Mother's Day coming up. My mom loves pickleball. Like, I think she plays 7 days a week. No joke. Perfect. Mother's Day, cross-niched, pickleball. And sometimes it's just a generic pickleball shirt where you optimize your SEO, you optimize your keywords for Mother's Day. You see what I'm saying? You play the game. This stuff becomes second nature the longer you've been at it. So if you're new, just take notes. Give it a shot. The best way to learn is from experience. All right. I do love when you listen to me, but you know, also acting on that, you know, that's how you really get ahead. Like we talked about with the eclipse. Also, Creative Fabrica has a ton of pickleball graphics. Check it out. Linked in the description. That can help you build some really nice pickleball designs. All right. Moving on. Niche number four this week. How about Prayer Warrior? All right. I don't know why this is doing as well as it is. I just kind of scrolled through and looked for organic like shirts that seem to be selling well. Well, Prayer Warrior has some good BSRs. The first one, 15,000, 50,000, 50,000, 67,000. Behind me, 101,000. You know, hey, then you got like Praying Mama. Behind me, it says Praying Grandma. Don't forget Mother's Day, you know, and grandmas are included in Mother's Day. So yeah, Prayer Warrior, and then maybe remixing that for Mother's Day could have some potential. Niche number five this week, sus, S-U-S. Ryan, how did you come across this word or this niche? Again, sometimes I just scroll through the organic bestsellers. And when I see one that kind of stands out, I say, is there more to this? And I use research tools like Podly, linked in the description, to deep dive a little bit. And when I look at the average BSR and I think it's pretty attractive, I say, hey, let's put that on top five niches of the week. So sus with an arrow. You got sus with the up arrow, sus with the left arrow, sus with the right arrow. You got an imposter shirt. This dude is kind of sus with a Bigfoot. There's one behind me here that says, you look sus. You've got feeling sussy right here. You have one that says imposter, red is sus. This one behind me says, I don't know, bro. You kind of sus. So there is so many different ways to attack this niche of the word sus for suspect. By the way, Chewy says hello. That was him that just barked. I like this one. Simple text-based design with an arrow. I think we're all good enough at design to execute this design. And it is making regular sales. Probably an evergreen too, by the way. I don't think that's attached to any specific like trend. So I love me some evergreens, guys. All right, emerging trends. These are shirts that are outperforming their 30-day average BSR, so take a quick peek at that. Also, do your due diligence. Just because it's here does not mean it's safe, so you need to protect your account. All right, looking ahead, if you want to sell shirts related to seemingly random holidays at least a month out, some of them bigger than others, by the way, May 6th, National Nurses Day. That's huge. May 7th, National Teachers Day. That's huge. May 8th, National Outdoor Intercourse Day. I don't want to say that's huge, but you know what I mean? Who knows how big it is? May 8th, also, No Socks Day. May 10th, Child Care Provider Day. So National Nurses Day, National Teachers Day. How about that? That's the takeaway. May 8th, I don't know. The Archive, here we go. These are shirts that were selling well 11 months ago that could be indicative of shirts that'll be selling well 1 month from today, right? If it was a year ago, they're selling well. So you got the Father's Day shirts, Juneteenth shirts, and some Pride shirts, okay? So those are all coming down the pipeline. And here are removed designs. A lot of tractor shirts. I wonder why. Did Amazon go after the tractors? Also, anybody on Amazon Seller Central probably knows that they pulled like every product that had the word Taylor in it, right? It didn't matter in what context. It didn't matter what brand it was. Anything that was Taylor got pulled, okay? Not that I'm selling Taylor stuff, but like I was selling things that are like Taylor location, right? You know what I mean? Like counties with Taylor in the name, stuff like that. They all got pulled. So they went above and beyond going after Taylor. I'm surprised that Amazon merch does not seem to show that here. Thank you for watching, guys. My full print on demand course is linked in the description. If you have any questions, let me know. You can email me. That's the best way. My private community, we do multiple live streams a week. That's the best way to work with me. Linked in the description. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe, and I will see you soon with a new video.